breast milk provides all the nutrients a baby needs for the first year of life. It promotes healthier babies and healthier mothers. Although breastfeeding rates are rising around the world, many mothers still choose to give their babies formula. International advocates are using the annual observance of World Breastfeeding Week to raise awareness of breastfeeding's health benefits and to provide the social support mothers need to do it. Deanna Ford is pregnant with her second child. She still remembers how difficult her breastfeeding experience was when her son, now three, was born.
My son was put in the intensive care unit for babies for possible breathing problems and was kept there for several days. And he had a hard time latching, which is a very common problem among new breastfeeding mothers. And it took a while for my colostrum to come in, the first milk that you produce.
It would have been easy for Ford to switch to formula, but she persevered.
I had an amazing lactation consultant that worked for the hospital, and she spent hours helping me figure out how to get him to latch on and nurse.
Her friend, Lauren Wayne, had a very different experience. She says there was no such help in the hospital where she gave birth to her first child 4 years ago.
There was a nurse there who was very passionate but a little bit misinformed about breastfeeding, and she convinced us to start feeding him formula. So we got off to a rough start there. Fortunately, I had a midwife who came to visit me at home once we were out of the hospital, and she was able to get us back into a good breastfeeding relationship.
Wayne says nothing is better than breastfeeding.
It's the easiest way to feed the baby. I don't have to sterilize bottles and pump and worry about transporting things at the right temperature. And I'm also able to nurse at night and not really wake up. My baby just can sleep with me. It's made me a lot closer to my four-year-old. It's just, you know, been a good way to connect.
Inspired by their experiences, Wayne and Ford launched Natural Parents Network, an online resource to inform, empower, and inspire other mothers who want to breastfeed.
We have writers for Natural Parents Network who've had so many different experiences and challenges, and they can share that information with other mothers to help them persevere through their own challenges.
One way that we promote breastfeeding is through informing them. We have a lot of articles and resources on breastfeeding. We link to breastfeeding sites. We have a Facebook page and a forum and a Twitter link so people can interact with each other and give the support that they might not be getting from the people they know in real life.
Those sorts of resources are crucial to getting more mothers to breastfeed their babies, says U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Regina Benjamin.
We're having to make those groups available. We know in past generations there were often someone present in the family, a grandmother, an aunt, or a sister, who knew how to breastfeed. And we're seeing less of that now. And so we're having to turn to community resources to help educate the family, the mother and the father, on how to continue breastfeeding.
World Breastfeeding Week, like other campaigns that continue throughout the year, has a simple goal: increase the number of mothers who breastfeed.
We know that 75% of women in the United States start out breastfeeding, but by this 6 months, less than 13% of them are exclusively breastfeeding.
Many mothers quit when they go back to work, Benjamin notes, because they don't have a supportive workplace that provides a time and place for them to pump their milk. Other mothers find nursing too difficult and frustrating. 30-year-old Kelly Seo wanted to breastfeed her baby, but couldn't.
When she was born, we started it off well, and then it wasn't very long before every feeding she was very unhappy. She was screaming every time I put her to the breast. I was in severe pain, and it just became a very awful experience for both of us. I did try to see a couple lactation consultants, and I had some help from my midwife, but they weren't really able to give me the answers I needed. And all of the frustration and tiredness of being a new mom kind of culminated, and I ended up stopping at 10 days.
It's absolutely possible to increase breastfeeding.
Dr. Chessa Lutter is spokeswoman for the Pan American Health Organization, which promotes a range of programs that provide support for breastfeeding moms.
That involves making hospital environments very conducive to breastfeeding and, in general, having a society that's supportive of breastfeeding.
Lutter would like to see the scope of breastfeeding advocacy grow to involve almost everyone around mothers. When more people support breastfeeding as the normal and right thing to do, she says, more mothers will choose to breastfeed their babies as long as they can. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.